I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. It's still anybody's race. The results of a new VPR poll out today show the 2016 Vermont governor's race is wide open. That's because roughly two-thirds of people polled say they're still undecided. Still, the data do show Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott enjoys a huge lead over businessman Bruce Lisman on the Republican side. As for the Democrats, the lack of solid support for the two announced candidates could mean, well, somebody else could still jump in. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
The results of the VPR poll clearly show that very few Vermonters are focusing on the 2016 race for governor. 66% say they are not paying very much attention to the contest. The poll was conducted by the Castleton Polling Institute between February 3rd and the 17th, and has a margin of error of 3.3%. Institute Director Rich Clark says he's not surprised that this open governor's race is not attracting much public interest at this time.
There is no narrative to contend with yet for any of these candidates, and they'll be writing that in the months after this town meeting day is passed and they get their campaigns in higher gear.
On the Democratic side, 19% of respondents selected former state senator Matt Dunn as their choice, and 11% chose former transportation secretary Sue Minter. That left 69% in the not sure or neither candidate column. Retired Middlebury College political science professor Eric Davis says this means that the Democratic field is wide open for others to jump in, including former state senator Peter Galbraith, former Wardsboro representative John Moran, and House Speaker Shap Smith.
Neither of these candidates seem to be generating a substantially greater amount of enthusiasm than the other one. So it seems to me like there would be room for another candidate to come in. It's certainly not too late.
On the Republican side, Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott faces businessman Bruce Lisman. In this contest, about half of the people were ready to select a candidate, and by a margin of 44 to 4%, they chose Scott. Davis thinks Lisman has a major challenge in his campaign to win the GOP nomination.
For Bruce Lisman to persuade those core Republican voters that they should, in effect, abandon somebody who's been in office for a long time, who's well-known around the state, who's thought of as a potential winner, for someone who's never held public office before, that's a difficult sell.
The feelings of many voters are summed up by several people who took the poll. Joe Bergamo says he really hasn't heard much about the candidates running for governor.
Some of the people, yes. But again, I'm not ready to make any further comments on that, just because I'm not educated enough at this point.
Darcy Hamlin describes herself as an independent who leans Democratic. She says she's still sizing up the candidates and hasn't made up her mind. She's most familiar with Phil Scott.
Phil Scott's more of a moderate, so unless he decides he's going to pander to the conservative right, he's somebody that I might consider.
Independents make up the largest block of voters in Vermont, and the poll shows that 70% of the people in this group are undecided when it comes to supporting a candidate in the governor's race. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.